Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Yud Aleph in Masechet Shabbos, the 173rd daf in Shas. Our favorite shir is when we learn with the young men in Eretz Yisrael. We pick up five lines from the bottom. The Gemara over here is analyzing the line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Kuf Tes Amud Beis had told us. Let's take a look at that Mishnah. Kol Eichlin Eichel Adam LeRefuah V'Chol Amashkin Shoiseh, that a person is allowed to eat things for Refuah on Shabbos, and they're even allowed to eat from V'Kos Ikarin. Now, the simple understanding of Chazal, generally, when we have the term Kos Ikarin generally refers to those things that make a man or a woman not able to have children. And the Mishnah had said that you're allowed to take from Kos Ikarin. Asks the Gemara, Larkinu Trin B'Shichra Umeyaker? Are we going to allow it to drink it and then no longer become what's called in English infertile and not able to have children? Umishari, is that permissible? Vatanya, we learned in Brisa, Minayim L'Sirus Ba'adam Shu'asar. How do we know that it's prohibited for a person to make themselves infertile? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Kamalomer ba'artzichem lo sa'asu bachem. Lo sa'asu divrei Rabbi Chanina. That you're not allowed. And what does it mean, lo sa'asu? So chazal darshan lo si'asu. You can't allow it to be caused to be done to you. So what do we see? We see that you're not allowed to drink from kos ikarin. So how could it be that over here it's permissible? Answers the Gemara. Hani mili heichot tukam mechavin. Maybe then when we say that, when the person is mechavin to make himself a sris. However, hacha me'atzma huda hu. It happened by itself. In other words, he didn't do it directly. If he took a surgery, so then that would be usur. But if it's something that happens mamela through a drink, maybe it's mutter. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara attempts to bring a riot for this. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Harotza Shisare is Tarnigol. If somebody wants to make a rooster not able to have children, Yito Karvalaso, he should take its crown. Umistares me'elav, and then it will no longer have children. So what do we see? We see that once it happens me'ela, the halacha is that it's permissible. So the Gemara answers, Va'amar Ravashi, Ramos Rucha hu denakid la. No, it's not that you cause that the animal can't have children directly, but the crown used to be the gaiva of the rooster. So what did you do? By removing it, it no longer feels special. It no longer felt special. It's almost like psychological to the rooster. Then it was no longer able to have children. Ella bisuris. So how is it possible that the halacha is that you're able to drink a kosher ikrin? The halacha is that a kosher ikrin can't be drunk. So you have to say someone who is already a saris. If the person was unable already to have children, so that's the case. Everybody says that even something that's already possible, you can't make it more possible. We know that a carbon mincha is not supposed to be brought with chametz. We know an animal that's of kashim, you're not supposed to make mum. What happens if the carbon mincha already has chametz? What happens if the carbon already has a mum? So then, the halacha is it's still aser to do. Hakol modim mechametz acha mechametz shu chayiv. If the carbon already has chametz, you're still going to be chayiv. Shenemar lo se'afeh chametz, lo se'aseh chametz. It says it twice. It's coming to be mechadish chametz achar chametz. Continues the Gemara. So how do we know that Misaris Ach Messiah is also Chayiv Shenemar? Because the pasuk, when it talks about Sirus, says Umoch v'kosus v'nosuk v'chorus lo sakrivu l'Hashem u'ba'artzachem lo sasu. There we're talking about a kohen as a mum that is a saris. And there, Chazal Darshan found, im al chorus chayiv al notuk lo kol shekein. Karus just means that there's something wrong with the way the Evarim are working. But what happens if it's Nasuk, if it's removed entirely? So Imal Karus Chayiv, if it's when it's that it's not working, you're going to be Chayiv to make it that he's not allowed to do Avoda, Al Natuk Lo Koshkin, certainly if it's removed you can't do avoda. Elalahavi noisik achar kairis. The chiddush is to be marben noisik achar kairis shu chayiv. In such a case, he's going to be chayiv. So you can't say we're talking about already if it's a saris, because even if it's a saris, it's still going to be a problem. Ve'ela bezakein. But rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about an elderly person. An elderly person who already can't have children. So then in such a case, maybe there he's allowed to drink a koshel ikrin. So ask the Mar, really, is that so? The Rabbi Yochanan says that I was able to come back to be young again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nace. So what do we see? If an old, just because the man is old, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be, that you're allowed to make him infertile. Answers the Gemara, seven lines from the top. Ela Be'isha, we're talking about a woman. Ula Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and we're following the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. The Amar al Shneim u Omer that says that even by an Isha there would be a Shaila of a Swiss, because it says Vayivarech al Sam Elokim Vayomelam Pruer Avu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're still going to be stuck. If you don't hold that there's a Chiva Pruer Avu, then there's no Isra of turning the woman into sterile. However, if we're going to say that, if however the halacha is that Pruer Vu applies to an Isha as well, so then the same Isra should apply, so then the teretz of Isha doesn't work. So it reads like this, Ela B'Isha, period. Asks the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yochanan, Ebraika, Dharma, Al Shneim, Uemen, Vayivarech, Hasan, Alukim, Vayomel, and Pruer Vu, Maika, Meimar. So what are we going to say? Bizkena. And it seems that even though you could be medayik from our Gemara, that even though Rabbi Yochanan said that he became a young again, you only say that by men and not by women. L'chura, that's what the Gemara is saying. Because Yosef Bernstein's asking, well, the l'chura over here, what emerges is that you could have said Rabbi Yochanan's argument. So it must be we don't say that by nashim, maybe. Inami bakara, or we're talking about a woman who never had a womb altogether. She never had a womb, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. What's your question? So Yosef had another question. Why don't we say that that's considered Masaris Achar Masaris? And the answer to that would be that it's not considered Masaris Achar Masaris. A woman who's an Akara is not considered a Metzius at all. Very good. And that's what Tosa says in Skena, because we don't consider that Messiah Sakha. Messiah Stavi points out well. Let Rabosai begin the next Mishnah. Last Mishnah, really, even though we ended up talking about Saris, the Mishnah, of course, was not talking about that. What was that talking about? Talking about Refua on Shabbos. That's what the last Mishnah on Kuf Tes Amud Beis had been discussing. That's what our Mishnah, as well, continues with on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. HaChoshesh B'Sheinav, somebody whose teeth are bothering him, lo yigamea bohenes hachametz. He shouldn't rinse his mouth with vinegar. Avo metabel hu kedarko, but he could use regular vinegar. V'misrape, misrape. What's the pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is beautiful. We already learned on Kuf Tes Amud Beis that you're allowed to eat something that's what's referred to as Michael Briim, something that is healthy for a person, and if Mamela works as a refuah, that's fine. Okay? So over here, is it normal for someone to rinse their mouth with vinegar? No. The only reason he would do that is because his tooth is bothering. So that's Asar Alts refuah. But if he's eating vinegar in a salad, it's going to be mutter. Your tooth is going to be bothering you, and you're going to ask your mother for salad to just have the vinegar inside because of the tooth. But that's also, it's Michael Brim and Mutter. That's going to be Mutter. Vim Nisrape, Nisrape. HaChoshesh B'masnav. If someone has something that's bothering him in his, literally, they translate B'masnav as the loins, Lo Yasuch, there's something that's probably in his muscles, Lo Yasuch Yayin V'chometz, he shouldn't rub it with wine and vinegar, Avosachu Es HaShemen, but he's allowed to use oil, because that was normal. In those days, they didn't have Reichgard and Brut deodorants. What do people put on? They put on shemen. That's what they would put on. So that is normal. Velo shemen veret, but they can't use the oil of roses. That was like very, 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 very expensive deodorant. I don't know if there's such a thing as expensive deodorant today, but once upon a time, it was very, 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 very chashim. B'nei Malachim, Sachin Shemen Vered on Makasem. But people who were kings, so they used to use the Shemen Vered on their Makah. Shekein Darkon, Lasuch Bechol. Because that was the derech for them even to do during the week. They would use this fancy deodorant every day of the week. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Rabbi Shimon has a beautiful line. What a beautiful line, Rabbi Shaw. Kol B'nei Yisrael Malachim Haim. All of Klal Yisrael are Malachim. Democracy. I have to add editorially, today Baruch Hashem was elections here in Eretz Yisrael, so everybody is thinking about democracy. So this is Rabbi Shmuel's line, call Yisrael B'nai Malachim, all of Klal Yisrael are B'nai Malachim. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, okay, we're not going to be like the rest of Israel, I'm just talking about elections, we'll continue learning Chevra, B'seder. Okay, let's continue. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Rami le Rav Acha Aricha. Dehu Rav Acha bar Papa le Rebbe Avohu. Rabbi Acha Aricha, who was called that way, Arika, who is Rav Acha bar Papa, said to Rabbi Avohu, Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Hachoshesh b'sheina, someone whose teeth are bothering, Lo yigamea ben asachomet. Then he can't, we learned, that he can't use vinegar. Lim memra, are we going to say, the chomet's male l'shinayim? That vinegar helps for teeth, vaksiv. But the pasuk says, "Kechomitz l'shinayim u'ka'ashan le'einayim." Now we all know that smoke to eyes is not a good thing. We would have wished that the pasuk in Mishlei also had said, like the smoke of cigarettes to the re'ayim, to the lungs. But unfortunately, the pasuk in Mishlei didn't say that. But clearly, that's the bad thing. So what do we see? Vinegar to the teeth. Vinegar to the teeth, Rabosai, is a bad thing. So why would it be us on Shabbos? If it hurts, it's not a refuah, then it shouldn't be a problem. So answers the Gemara, like kasha, it's not a kasha. Habikua dekri, habichala. It depends on what type of vinegar. If it's from a fruit that never ripened, that's called kiua dekri, then in such a case, then it doesn't help the refuah. And then in such a case, it's only mazik. So there, that's what the pasuk is talking about. But if it's challah, if it's the real vinegar from real good wine, then it could be a refuah. Be by the same, or you could say, hava the challah, ha de ika maka, ha de leka maka. Or, it works in the following way. You don't take aspirin. Is aspirin good for you when you're not feeling well? Well, okay, they just found that aspirin's good for heart disease. Okay, take back that example. But what about real medication? What's it called? Antibiotic. So antibiotic is not good at all for you to take if you're not sick, right? So too, the same thing in regards to this. If you have a makah, then it's a refuah. But if chas v'chalila, a person takes it when they're baruch Hashem healthy, so then in such a case, the chas v'chalila, it's not good. So, had ika makah, had leka makah. Ika makah, masi. When you have a makah, then it will help you, it will heal you. By the way, this is a hard line to read in the Gemara. Ika makah masi, leka makah mirapi. So that sounds like the word refuah, right? Marpi? But it doesn't mean the word refuah. It means, not marpek either, but marpi means, right, to make weak, to loosen. Very good. Very good, Michal. So that's what the Gemara's teretz is. The Gemara's teretz is that it heals. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yigamea bohen es achamitz. That you're not allowed to rinse with this vinegar on Shabbos. Vatanya, didn't we learn in a braisa? Lo yigamea upolek. You're not allowed to rinse and spit out. Aval migamea uboleya. But you're allowed to swallow. Amar Abaye. Oh, by the way, Rabbi Osai, what would be the reason you're allowed to swallow? Because then it looks like you're eating it. When you're spinning it out, then it's clear that you're doing it as a refuah. But if you're swallowing it, then it looks like it. Oh, Zot Abaye, that's Abaye's teretz, Yosef. Amar Abaye, kitna naimas nisam bigamel polet. That we're talking about a case where he spit it out. Kimigat naimas nisam bigamel polet. Rava, my Rava says a few tema migameu bolea. We're talking about a case of where he swallowed. Kan lefnei tibul, kan la'achar tibul. It depends on when you do it, says Rashi in Dibra Mas lefnei tibul. Lefnei achila motor shadachna yilitbo b'chomets b'chol yom. Before he eats, that is the derech for him to do varo amar zeu tibulo. That's normal. And therefore the halacha is that you could even spit it out. And then even if he spits it, it's still, even if he spits it out, it's going to be aser. And even if he swallows it, even more than that, even if he swallows it, it's also going to be aser. Why is it going to be aser? Because there's no reason that he's doing it except for refuah. Asks the Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom, the name of the Fnei Tibul, Shari Lachar Tibul, Nami Shari. Why don't we say the Fnei Tibul, it's Mutter? Answers the Gemara. Once it's Mutter to do a Fnei Tibul, it should be Mutter as well after Tibul. Why? The Gemara explains. The Shamina Leila Rava, this is the sheet of Rava, the Islay Hawel. That Rava says once something is mutter, so then in such a case we're going to say it's mutter across the board. So Amar Rava is Rava taught, Lekimidi, there's no such thing, the B'Shabbos Shari, Ubi Yom HaKippurim Asur, that if it's something that is mutter on Shabbos, Yom HaKippurim is called Shabbos Shabbosan. So once it's mutter on Shabbos, even though in theory it should be Asur on Yom HaKippurim, it'll be mutter on Shabbos as well, except for eating, correct? So once we say that it's mutter lefnei tibul, we should say that it's mutter also la'achar tibul. What's this in regards to Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim? So take a look at Rashi who explains. Dibar Masvul v'neim amid lefnei tibul shari. Rashi says, De'en lecha she'asul miktas ha'shabbos u'mutter le'miktasul. We don't have something that's asur on part of Shabbos and mutter on the other part of Shabbos. And that's an example that we have is in regards to tevila, in regards to going to the mikvah. That the halacha is that you're not allowed to be tovel kelim on Shabbos, but a person is allowed to go to the mikvah. Why is a person allowed to? What's the reason you can't be tovel kelim? Because it looks like you're fixing the kli. It appears as if you're being mitaken kli. So a person as well, you should have the same problem that appears as if he's being mitaken kli. The answer to that question is, continues Rashi, is because a person, you could say, nira kemekar. No, he was just going because he wants to cool off. Now, you're not allowed to be rochets on Shabbos, but maybe to cool off would be permissible. So for that reason, they never made the gzeira that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah alts tikkun gavra. What about Yom HaKippurim? Do you have the smara near Kameikar? No, because on Yom HaKippurim, are you allowed to go to the mikvah? No. So therefore, the halacha is that on Shabbos, it should be Mutter, and Yom HaKippurim, it's Asur. The Amar Rava, skipping down a couple lines in Rashi, 4 lines left into the narrow, and Rava taught us, Lekamidi, the Isser Shabbos, the B'Shabbos Lishri, B'Yom HaKippurim Litzri, Vaho, B'Shabbos Lava Mitzri, B'Yom HaKippurim Nami Lo Gazar. There wasn't the Gzeira as well. So to hear, once it should be Mutter to do a Lefnei Tibul, because we know that it's not L'Refuah. So then, in such a case, on Shabbos it's mutter. That's a kasha. According to Rav, that should be. So the Gemara says, what? That should be mutter all the time. Answers the Gemara, Hada be Rava meha. Rava was chozer. And Rava said that the halacha is, even la'achar tibul it should be mutter. And his teretz won't work. Says the Gemara, maybe he was chozer from this halacha in regards to Yom Kippur, and therefore in Yom HaKippurim it should be really aser to go to the mikvah. Answers the Gemara, lo salkadak l'san, we learn in Braisa, kol chai v'tfils kol v'nkidarkon, bein b'tishuvah bein Yom HaKippurim, that the Mishnah says, the Braisa says, excuse me, in Beit so you chesem beis well as tainus you gimel. That halacha is that you're allowed to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim, and we don't say that it's aser, even though particular on Yom HaKippurim you should say that it appears as tikkun gavra. So Rava was chayzer from the svar of Hayel, and since Rava was chayzer from the svar of Hayel, so then that's not relevant in regards to medication on Shabbos. What's that, Tavi? So Rama's teretz of kan lifnei tibul, kan la'achar tibul now remains, because the kasha that we should say Hallel is not a valid kasha, because Rava was chayzer from it. Okay, the Gemara now analyzes the fascinating shita of Rabbi Shimon that says that you could use even very, very fancy shemen, even though clearly that wasn't something that was used except l'refuah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav, halacha ka Rabbi Shimon. We say like Rabbi Shimon, democracy. What do we say? Kol b'nei Yisrael, malachim em. Halacha Rabbi Shimon. Lim emra de Rav ka Rabbi Shimon svirlei. Do we say that Rav calls like Rabbi Shimon? Amar Rabbi Shimon bar Chiyam Mishmei de Rav. Hai musuch raya din azaysa. Also lahadoke b'yame tova. Oh. Now this Rabbosai is a very important case, which we're going to spend 2 minutes discussing. It is one of the most important cases in all of Hilchos Shabbos. And that is the following. What happens in the time of the Gemara if we wanted to drink? In those days, we'd have Sprite and Sunkist. Well, you choose between beer or water. So, well, those days, if you wanted to drink beer, so how did you get beer out of a barrel? So in those days, you did not have a bottle like this, soda bottle, where you open up cap neatly, but rather what would happen is this would be a closed, no, there was no, you didn't have that. What you did was you made a hole in the barrel, and there was a hole on the side of the barrel. Why didn't all the beer come gushing out of the barrel? The answer is you put a shmata, right? Yeah, you see my used tissue? You put a shmata over here inside, and that's what stopped the beer keg. Now, every time you open the beer keg, right? Every time you open the beer keg, what happened? The beer would come out, and what about the cloth? The cloth was moist, and the cloth would also have beer that was squeezed out. Now, is that permissible to do on Shabbos? Tanitzer of Schita, Zok the Gemara, Hai Musach Raya Din Azaisa, also Ladoka B'Yom Tova. You're not allowed to stop it on Yom Tov. So what do we see? Now, when the person pulls it out, is his kavana to squeeze out the cloth? He wants to get the beer. Rabbosai, remember this case. You're going to learn Ksubis, the Rebbe's going to say Shir on this for 2 weeks, Bezer Hashem. Musuch Raisa Din Azaisa. It's a very, very famous case in Ksubis Davov. So, in this case, when you're pulling it out, according to Rabbi Shimon, what should you say that the halach is? Rabbi Shimon holds, Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter, right? So what's an example of Dover Shein Miskaven? That if you're dragging a bench from one place to the next, and your intention is not to make a charitz, it's mutter. So we paskin though against Rabbi Shimon, it seems over here. Here we say, even though it's not your kavana, it's going to be as the first line of word on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Bey says, it's asur. And for the Gemara, I feel Rabbi Shimon moide. Another very famous rule, that you can say davar shein miskaven when it's inevitable. What's psik reishe v'lo yamus? You're going to cut off the head of the animal, and you're going to say, no, my intention is not. Why did they cut off the head of an animal? In those days, they didn't only want to cut off the heads of animals because of food. There was another reason, because they wanted to play ball. What does that have to do with playing ball? In those days, what was a ball made out of? A ball was made out of the head of a chicken. That's what they would do. They would cut, yep. So they would cut. Yosef says he's not playing ball anymore. So they would take the head of a chicken and they would sew it up. So then, says Rabbi Shimon, you're going to say my kavanah was not to kill the animal? The answer is what? The answer is psikreshe velo yamus. So therefore, in such a case, halacha is that even Rabbi Shimon is going to be maida. So therefore, the halacha is what? That we do follow Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, we could still follow Shitas Rabbi Shimon and Shabbos of Kol B'nai Yisrael Malachim. Really, they're two separate machlokes. Our mission, Kuf Yid Alav, is none to do. But it seems that the Gemara feels that if we're going to follow Rabbi Shimon and Dovah Shein Miskavin, we're going to follow Rabbi Shimon also in regards to Kol B'nai Yisrael Malachim. Yosef and Dovi are both bothered. At the end of the day, why don't we say that every case of Dovah Shein Miskavin is a psik reisha? The answer is every case in the Dovah Shein Miskavin is not a psik reisha. And that is, if the ground was moist, that you would know for sure that by taking the bench from point A to point B, it would for sure make a hole, then that would not be mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. It's only a case where there is a chance that it's going to make a hole. In such a case, we say you don't have to worry because that's not your intention. But if it's inevitable, then you're going to be chai. Now, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, this is what you're going to discuss. And Mirtz Hashem, one day, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says there are two ways to understand how psik reisha works. Do you say that you're mechavin a maisa A, you're also mechavin a maisa B, or do you say it's one maisa, it's maisa aleph beis, and then you have a sheet of the aruch, like Menachem made reference to, the psik reisha de lo nichole, all of that are details on the sugya. But these are the basic yesodas. Ask the Gemara, v'amarav chiyah barashi, amarav, halacha k'rebi Yehuda. But didn't Rav Chiya Bar Ashi say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we paskin Dover Shein Miskavin is us? And by the way, you should just know, the Rambam in Perek Aleph paskin Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter. But here, the Gemara is not assuming that because there are Amoraim that held not that way. Rav Chanan Bar Ami Amar Shema Halacha K'rebi Shimon. Rav Chiya Bar Abin Masala Below Gavri. Rav Amar Halacha K'rebi Yehuda Shema Amar Halacha K'rebi Shimon. So there was a big discussion. It wasn't clear at all that we follow Rabbi Shimon straight up. And therefore, we don't know that we're going to follow Rabbi Shimon straight up either in Kol B'nai Yisrael Malachim. El Amar Rava, rather Rava says, Ani Varisha B'chabura, Tirgimana, Umanu Rabbi Chiya Bar Avin, Halachik Rabbi Shimon, V'lav Mitamei. We're not passing like Rabbi Shimon, we're passing like the position that says that you're allowed to be Sach. Why is it that you're allowed to be Sach? Do Rabbi Shimon Sover Masi? Rabbi Shimon holds that the reason why you're allowed to be Sach is because it's going to heal you. Rav Sover Lo Masi. Rav holds that we're not talking about something that heals you. The Sover Rav Lo Masi. But does Rav hold it doesn't heal? V'amadiktani b'nei melachim Sach Hagam HaSeigem Shemen Veret Michlal Demasi. What do you mean it doesn't heal? It does heal. El alach Rabbi Shimon deShari, v'lami tamei du Rabbi Shimon sover af al gav delo shchiat shari. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though it's not shchiat to use shemen vera, take a look at Rashi, af al gav delo shchiat shemen vera b'mekomo, even if it's not common to use the oil of roses, zeh asach menu v'dami yikarma kol yodim shen asach el refua shari. Even though everybody knows that the only reason he's doing this for a food, he still holds it's permissible. The Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim Heim. Because Rabbi Shimon introduced the idea of Kol B'nai Yisrael Malachim Heim. Rabbi Yehuda held that it's Asur. However, the Rav Savar, Ishchiach in Vilo Shchiach Lo, Uba Asra the Rav Shchiach Mashcha Devrada. Rav Elder was permissible because it was common for people to use this deodorant. It was Reichard, it was Brut, it was a normal deodorant. And therefore, it's not obvious that he's doing it to Refuah. According to Rabbi Shimon, even when it's obvious he's doing it to Refuah, it's also permissible. Why? Because we say, Kol B'nai Yisrael, Malachim. Somehow this Metzius that we should have the right to the Shemen Vered, even if we can't afford it, make it that it's no longer Muchach, that it's Refuah. What the Svar of Rabbi Shimon is hard to know. But that's not the part that we're passing. How are we passing? We're passing the Shita of Rav. And the Shita of Rav being that it was Shchiach when it comes to Shemen Vered, and that's why it is Mutter. Hadron Alach Shmona Shratzim Baruch Hashem, we finished the 14th Perek in Masechta Shabbos. Okay, let's begin a little bit the Perek Elu Ksharim. Begins the Mishnah. Ve'elu Ksharim, Shechayavin Aleihem. They're one of the 39 melachos we learned on that Fayin Damar Amar Aleph was the melacha of kosher. So what are the Isurei D'oraisa of kosher? There are many knots. For example, many people tie their shoes on Shabbos. There are three categories of knots. One being mutter, the other also b'drabanan, and the third, d'oraisa. What are the Isurei D'oraisa? Kesher agmalim, the knots for camels, the kesher asapanim, and the knots of sailors. U'gishem shu chayiv al kishuran, kachu chayiv al hetera. And just like you're chayiv on when you tie it, so too you're going to be chayiv when you untie it as well. So the yisur is not only kosher, as well as the Mishnah says, on Ayin Dalit, it says it's matir as well. Rebbe Yomer kol kesher shu yachal atira ba'achas miyodov ein chayav in alav. So Rebbe Meir says that the halacha is the only time you're going to be chayiv is if you need two hands to make the knot. But if you're able to make the knot with one hand, the halacha is ein chayav in alav. Says the Gemara, my kesher hagamolim v'kesher hasafanim. What does it mean, the knot of the camel drivers and the knots of the sailors? And the Gemara speculates, ilema kitri di kitri bizmama. If we're going to say that it is the knot that is attached to the knot which is put on the animal, which is put on the nose of the animal, very good, Yosef. Or the kitra di kitri bistrida, or we're talking about the knot that is put on the knot, the string which is attached to the ship. That's not last. That doesn't last. You don't leave it there. Now, obviously, if we were learning Hilchas Kosher, one of the things that we need to discuss is what is the definition of Kesher Shel Kayama. But assuming that right now we're not defining it, whatever it means, it's not something that lasts. Ella says the Gemara, Kitra Zmama Gufe Udistrida Gufa. We're talking about the first knot that's on the ship. Now, if you think about it, just think about it, you know, a rowboat that you saw, right? The rowboat often has a rope that was tied to it. Now, that rope, when it's tied to the rowboat, that'll stay there for years and years and years. It's the other side of the rope that attaches it. Let's say you want to hold it to the tree. So then you'll tie it against the tree. Then you can undo it. And then you're going to want to tie it to another boat. So then you can tie it again, and then you can untie it. But the knot that's between the rope and the actual rowboat itself, that you're always going to keep forever. So the Gemara's teretz is that when we're talking about Kesher Shel Kayama, we're talking about that one. The Mishnah told us that Rabbi Meir had said that a Kesher, that your Yochel Atira, Be'achas Biyadov, you're not going to be chayiv on. The Gemara continues, Bo'i. There was a Shaila that Achavoy, the brother of Mar'acha, had. Aniva l'Rebbe Meir Mahu. How do you look at a bow according to Rebbe Meir? Now, if you take a look in some of the Sifrei Ozer, they give you pictures of what a bow is. Now, what are the tzadim of the Shaila? So the Gemara spells out the son of the Shiloh. Here's the picture. Over here we have the picture of a bow. Oh, that's the son of the Shiloh. Taima de Rebbe Meir, Mishum de Yachal Atira, Machas Biyadavu, Vanami Yachal Atira. A bow you could actually take out with one hand. And since you can take out one hand, then according to Rebbe Meir, there's a tzad to say it's not going to be usur. Odilma Taima Meir, Mishum de Lo Mahadik. Or maybe Rebbe Meir doesn't mean that anything you could always take out one hand is always mutter, but he was saying in general it's not tight. But a bow, the Gemara is assuming, not like Yosef had asked, and Yosef is asking well, but the Gemara is assuming that a bow would be considered tight even though you could take it out with one hand. So here the Gemara says, Teiku tishvi yitaretz kushiyas v'abayas. And on Shabbos' daf, we had a chakira, right? On Kuftes, what does it mean? Tishbi yitaretz kushiyos v'abayas. Whether that means Eliyahu Hanavi is going to be poshek those shilas or not, but it's been a tradition that in the chidah brings down, the teiku stands for, that we should be zoche, we should be one day closer to Tishbi being mitaretz our kushiyos v'abayas.